Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Coming up on 725 right now, it is always a great honor to have on our show one of the brilliant broadcasters in American sports, the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, Merrill Reese. Hi, Merrill.
Hi, Angelo. What a night.
Wow. Was that something? Tell me what you're feeling right now thinking about that victory.
Oh, I feel good about it because this city and this team needed this win so badly,
yep.
And it was just uplifting. And I'll tell you something. Doug Peterson really knows the tenor of this team. He knows how to handle them. He was asked in his post-game media conference why he went for two. And he said, I'm not here to discuss whys. But I can answer that question right now. He went for two reasons. Number one, he felt this team needed an extra lift. And number two, he saw something during the week because he is very meticulous going over game tape in their short yardage defense that he felt he could exploit.
All right, Merrill, I'm going to give you a reason number three. He did not feel good, as he said on our show last week, about taking the tie the previous week, and he wanted to make a statement to his team that Big Balls Doug was back, and he was going to do it the way he did it the first 4 years here, and he was bold throughout the game, and that's one of the biggest reasons they won. I really believe
absolutely.
That. Absolutely.
Yep. Absolutely. And the other thing, Angelo, we talk about Kittle and how good Kittle was and how open he was. But keep in mind that when it was crunch time at the end of the game after they scored their 20th point, and it's a five-point game, C.J. Beathard rolled, and he could have walked in for the 2 points. Instead, he elected to throw a pass to Kittle. It hit him in the hands, and he dropped it.
Yeah. Tell me about the Fulgham play. Because you didn't know who he was. You go to practice on. Did you know who that kid was, Travis Fulgham?
Yeah, I knew who he was, but I certainly didn't expect that he was going to be one of the heroes of the game. But he's had a cup of coffee in the NFL. But the guys talk about him, and they say he can really play. And last night it was his chance, as impressive as the catch was, and I heard Rhea say this, more impressive was the way he stayed in bounds. He was inches from the sideline. And his balance was amazing.
You know, and Singleton, who is another guy I was not at all familiar with, Merrill, he had the same attitude as he got near the end zone. And his determination was to get the touchdown himself, and he did. This is a second year in a row we're seeing guys we never heard of keeping the team alive.
Well, let me tell you about Singleton.
Please.
He's a great kid.
Yeah.
He's a kid who just loves to play football. He was on the roster last year. He came up, and he's one of these guys who throws his body around on special teams. But this guy at practice, in the locker room, he is always happy. He is so thankful and appreciative that he's playing NFL football that he can't get enough of it. He just loves every second. And he's a pleasure to be around.
I got to ask you this, Merrill, because I listen to you and Mike exclusively. I do not listen to national guys. Oh, man,
you didn't miss anything last night.
You could not pay me to listen to Chris Cosworth, all right? Merrill, how much harder is it to do the game from 3,000 miles away the way you did it last night? Because I couldn't even tell you weren't there.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I love to be where the play, where the game is.
Yeah.
But this is an extraordinary year, and I understand why we are doing all the games from Lincoln Financial Field. But there are certain challenges that you face. There are millions. There are two big monitors. There are screens for the statistics. Everything's social distance. There are times when we have no view of a clock, no view of a scoreboard. We are at the mercy of a TV director who's not worried about the radio guys 3,000 miles away. So there are challenges, but you know what? Just the fact that we are doing football this season makes it all worthwhile. I enjoy every single second of it.
Well, Merrill, I enjoy the work you guys do, and it's brilliant how you've made this transition. It really is. Merrill, one last thing. And I go back with Merrill to when I covered the team for the Inquirer. Those years, the NFC East was fantastic. Merrill, is this the worst state the NFC East has ever been in?
It might be. That's why I call them the NFC Least. they are the NFC Least. But you know what? Things change in the course of the season. And let's see what happens if the Eagles can avoid any more serious injuries and start getting people back. Because they are missing. They had 17 people on injured reserve. But it's a different injured reserve because now they only have to stay out 3 weeks.
Right.
So I think one guy... and I know all about Jefferson, and I know all about Metcalf, but I don't know how good he's going to be, but I think that Rager is still going to be an impactful football player.
Well, all I can say is this. Merrill Reesal, who is not in his 20s any longer, never gets injured, and neither does Mike Quick. You guys are resilient, and I love your work, and congratulations on a big win, Merrill.
Thanks, Ange. Love every minute of it.
Thank you very much.
I'll be listening to you guys for the rest of the morning and just choking up the wind.
Thank you, Merrill. I appreciate that. Merrill, by the way, was up at 1 o'clock. He was trying to call in, and he called Joe Wechter and woke him up. So if when you're calling in today, if Joe Wechter's a little cranky, well, the good news is you probably won't notice the difference. Because he's cranky even with a full sleep. He is now pantomiming yelling into a phone.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.